Reaction coming in around the world to the decision yesterday by the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates for the first time in nearly a decade. European markets surged today following the U.S. and Asian markets after that quarter point hike in the key interest rate by the Fed. But emerging markets that have benefited from low interest rates are not so happy today. Let's check in with Daniel Gallas, the BBC's South America business correspondent. He joins us from Sao Paulo, Brazil. And Daniel, what was the reaction there to this decision?
Well, normally this would be huge news here in Brazil. Brazil is likely to be one of the countries that is most affected by this. During the past 7 years, Brazil was very much benefited by low interest rates in the U.S. because investors would flock with their money to Brazil, which is a riskier option for them, but gave them greater returns. But right now, Brazil is in such an economic mess that that news hasn't been that much spread as other things that happened yesterday. For instance, Brazil has just been downgraded to junk status for the second time this year by another credit ratings agency. So Brazil is suffering a lot with global news such as the Fed rates, but most of the things that are affecting the economy right now are internal.
But is that downgrade to junk status related to the Fed decision?
Well, not just to the Fed decision. The Fed decision is something that doesn't help the economy right now, and Brazil needs all the help it can get from foreign markets and from the government. It's mostly related to a lack of confidence that this government can carry on with the economic reforms it needs to in order to get the economy going again. Basically, Brazil has a huge fiscal problem, and it needs to cut down its spending, and the government hasn't been able to do that. To make matters even worse, the president here is under an impeachment process, and Congress is frozen just talking about this impeachment process.
And meanwhile, in neighboring Argentina, the new government there lifting restrictions on the peso, and its value plummeted following the Fed decision. So this is having reverberations around the region.
Yes, again, it's an interesting case. About a year ago, everyone was forecasting that once the Fed moved with its interest rates, it would be chaos for the economies here. But right now, it's been, for one thing, it's been a year, so everyone had some time to adjust. The other thing is that Argentina and Brazil are in such a poor state economically right now that this is actually now just a small thing compared to all the local problems they have. Yesterday, what happened was that Argentina lifted currency controls that were in place for the past 4 years. So now the currency is having a massive devaluation, again, because of internal factors and changes in Argentina.
How important is foreign investment in a country like Brazil, or a country like Argentina, for that matter, at this point? Because that's been one of the fears, is that with less cheap money out there because the Fed is raising interest rates, that there will be less money for investors to pour into emerging economies like Brazil.
Well, foreign investment is a very big part of the economies here, but they also have a reputation for having a high degree of protectionism. So in the case of Argentina, this is particularly true. What this new government is doing, basically, it's opening up Argentina's economy to the world again. It lifted trade barriers earlier this week, and now they are lifting their currency controls as well. Everyone knows that in the long run, this can be very damaging. So in the past 7 years, Brazil had a huge flow of foreign capital to the country. And those 7 years coincide with the low interest rates in the U.S. And during those 7 years, Brazil's economy had some years of solid growth, and it obtained its investment grade. Now it is losing that, and it was downgraded to junk status. So you can say that a foreign capital plays a huge role in these economies.
And of course, these economies in trouble just before Brazil is about to host the Olympics.
Yes, well, the Brazilian Olympics, as well as last year's World Cup, when Brazil was awarded those bids a few years ago, it was a pretty much promising emerging star, and it was a promising country, and there was a lot of euphoria down here with the economy. It's a very different matter right now. Although we haven't seen, I have to be honest, we haven't seen any problems related to the government budget for the Rio Olympics and the organizing budget. So we haven't seen any effect on this, but naturally it will be strange to hold a party in a country that is going through its worst recession in 25 years and is expected to have its GDP contract by more than 3% this year.
And are there people in Brazil who are saying we shouldn't be spending the money that it is going to take to put these Olympics on?
Well, the focus isn't too much on the Olympics right now. All attentions in Brazil are drawn to the political process and who will be the president from next year. There is a threat that President Dilma Rousseff has to step down as early as February. So the Olympics haven't been that much on the radar.
That's the BBC's South America business correspondent, Daniel Gallas, speaking with us from Sao Paulo. Thank you so much.
Thank you.